Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Do you want to try some puff corn?
I am very interested in trying some puff corn.
Happy New Year.
And to you and to our listeners.
I'm so excited. I've been eagerly awaiting this episode. We are reviewing Like Air Puff Corn.
We say it's gifted, and they were very generous. They sent us 3 bags of every flavor that they have to each of us because we're in different locations. And yeah, I don't think that we have to say something nice, but hopefully we'll want to.
I'm pumped. What flavors do they have?
They have 2, like, when you think of popcorn, you think of them, a classic flavor and a white cheddar, which I read on their website, both have dairy. And then they have a pancake and a cinnamon bun, and those are dairy-free, along with all of them being gluten-free.
Anthony!
Yeah, those will be great for you, bud. Check them out.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to try these. They originated in Madison, New Jersey. And the more research I've done since learning about the brand, they seem to be available in various grocery stores throughout the country.
Their website says Sam's Club and Amazon, but they have, like, expanded, and you can get them in a bunch of different places, like Giants that are around me, and Price Rites, ShopRites, Central Markets, Harmons, Festival Foods, Balducci, and Dave's Marketplace. That seems like a great win.
That seems like a place we need to go.
And they have a store locator if you haven't found it and you need some help.
Which is my favorite thing a snack website can offer.
We like popcorn a ton, and I like air snacks, and these are literally called that, where you can have a bunch, and it is just a little few wee calories.
I have gone through various puff corn phases in my life. Have you ever had Pirate's Booty?
Yes.
Big Pirate's Booty fan for like a year in high school. It was my only snack of choice. And then there's a Frito-Lay sells a Flamin' Hot puff corn that I'll sometimes snack on.
I get that the one at Trader Joe's, but I go there 3 times a year, so not that often. I just threw you. I'm seeing on the website that they have the red, the classic. Their bags there say butter and salt instead of classic, and the white cheddar on the website is called American cheddar. So I don't know which is more up to date, but kind of interesting. The other ones seem to be the same. And the cinnamon bun, not there. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, the cinnamon bun I wasn't expecting. I'm thinking it's a newer flavor.
Ooh, I think it should be our finale.
Okay. One other thing that I would like to mention about them, because I think this is so interesting for them as a company. On Instagram, I follow them. They literally do a giveaway every single day.
And when you win, you pick a friend and they also win.
I think that's so nice.
It's cool.
And I feel like we both won.
Yeah, We won that day.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm thinking start with classic.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, I haven't opened my bag, so I'm going to do that now. Okay, so we've got classic. 1 cup, 50 calories, 3 cups a serving, 4 servings a bag. Shall we?
Cheers.
Cheers. Let me snag one more.
Yep, me too.
My first comment is that I'm really appreciating the level of salt.
My first comment is I was worried when I opened it because the butter smell was very strong. And I was concerned it would be too strong of a fake butter taste.
Yeah.
But I think it's just enough. The salt really balances it.
The, I don't know what to call them. The puff corns are pretty big. Like, they're large. And all of the merch, all of the websites, all of the bags say melt in your mouth. And that is very accurate.
Oh, yeah. I need one more.
I like that.
It might be a first for, like, it's. Occasionally, we have to go in for seconds. I don't know that I've ever gone in for a third. So I can already say, I told my mom today, they sent so many bags. I will bring some home to share with everyone so everyone can try them. But I don't know that I'm going to want to do that.
Yeah, I feel like I have snacks for a hot second here. Do you have a rating for this?
I am feeling crazy and I might be setting myself up for a situation later, but my gut instinct is 8. I really liked that.
I think I'm going to go just below you. And because you said that, it made me hesitate. Cheddar, I think is, I need to leave a little room for it.
Yeah. Well, I had to go with my gut. And I will be eating the rest of that bag. And we will be very thankful that it's a healthier treat.
Yeah. Did we say earlier? No artificial ingredients and non-GMO corn. Perfect.
And it truly is pretty guilt-free. Like, 3 cups is a very large serving. And to only have 16 grams of carbs, not bad.
I liked how you said that. Okay, where are we bopping?
I think let's stay savory. Let's go to your white cheddar. Get your high rating out of the way.
I'm looking forward to it. It smells pretty cheesy.
It's promising. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you got? Yeast extract. That's interesting. That's something that I associate with being pretty cheesy. Yeah, I think it'd be the right call. I think I would go, I prefer that a little bit. I would go up to an 8 for that. This is very tasty.
I am really enjoying how light it is and that it doesn't have that quality that puff corn can sometimes have that gets stuck in your teeth, like it gums up in your teeth.
I also feel like if I eat a lot, it's not going to shred up my tongue. And a perk. Yeah, that's I dig that. Okay, the savory is pretty good. Pretty good.
Did I say I'm staying at 8? This is also 8.
Sorry, I didn't write that down, so I'm not sure that you did say that. okay, pancake. Now this one I'm worried about. I just don't usually love maple syrup things.
So my comment that I was saving for later was that this is the syrupiest syrup flavor that I've smelled, at least, of anything we've reviewed.
And I think the most recent thing that we had were those candy canes that were maple. And it was fine. Like, it wasn't too maple-y. And this has a beet smell-wise, at least. I've got a piece. It's chunky.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know what to think about that. It's kind of finishing with a buttery taste.
It is interesting.
I feel like they nailed the pancake experience for as much as it could translate into like a poppable snack. Brown sugar.
It is so subtly sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely not overwhelming at all. It doesn't taste nearly as maple-y as it smells.
No, I think it's really well balanced.
What I'm curious about is that it's like finishing with that buttery thing, but it doesn't have the milk powder in it that the classic does. And I'm wondering how you do that. How's that happen?
It's in the description. Notes of maple syrup and butter. Like, they were intentional with that flavor.
I'm amending my classic to 8, and I think I'm going to put this at a 7. And that actually feels more authentic to me.
Well, then it makes me seem like I'm a follower, because, yes, I agree, this is a 7. Still really good, just a notch below the savory options.
Yeah. Unless it's cake, we might be like that most of the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think either of us snack too much on sweeter things.
Yeah. Love to try them, though. So let's keep rolling.
Okay. I'm so excited about this one.
The cinnamon bun flavor, they are brown and they smell like a vat of cinnamon.
And I am now seeing that the bag actually broadcasts that it's new, so my assumption was correct.
I think they all do.
Oh, you're right. Then I take it back. Oh, this smells so good.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Ding. I think that tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But again, does not tear up the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. A welcomed experience in comparison.
Oh, that is delightful. Nine.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
I don't want to share these. I want to eat them all.
Well, you already talked to your mom, so you're going to have to re-talk to her.
Well, at least they can have one bag, and I'll keep the other two, I guess.
I think that that's, like, a really nice compromise.
Tapioca sugar.
I love tapioca pudding. We should do that.
No, thanks.
Very well. One time I made rice pudding for my grandma for Mother's Day, and I bought the wrong rice, and I cooked it for like almost 6 hours, and it like barely got to where it should. So I guess if you're listening, buy the right rice.
Man. What do you think? Okay.
Oh, I didn't rate it. I'm going to give that one a 7. And then I'm going to say something crazy, which is I think I would eat that pancake first, but then I'll be happy to eat the cinnamon bun once I'm out of pancake.
I had a particularly cinnamony piece in my handful that I grabbed, and my first thought was, ooh, this is a little too much for Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Because I will say it's not, it is straight up cinnamon spice. It's not a manufactured cinnamon flavor.
Yes. And where I like cinnamon the most is in cinnamon gummy bears. And that is manufactured.
This was surprisingly delightful. I can't think of a time recently where I sincerely enjoyed every single flavor and that every single flavor was so distinct.
Yeah, they kind of, they're doing some good stuff over there, and I'm excited to see where they go from here, especially as they're expanding. It seems like it could be a fun ride. What flavor would you like to see?
Ooh. Maybe a spicy situation. Not necessarily a jalapeno, but something more to compete with my Flamin' Hot
popcorn. Okay. I can respect that. I'm going to come at you with a crazy answer. Like a regular cheddar.
That was kind of my second thought, because I'm never going to ask for a sour cream and an onion.
I would try that, though. Ooh, and a salt and vinegar.
I was going to say. I mean, heck, a barbecue?
Yeah.
Could we get a bro chip flavored one?
Jeez, that would they be nuts.
They manufactured butter so well. They could definitely handle a bacon flavor.
We've been searching for that flavor for years now. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Like Air, for sending these over. And whether we share them or not with the people in our families, we will definitely continue to enjoy them.
To any of my Nashville listeners, they are available at Kroger and many, many Krogers in the area. So definitely get out and check them out.
Yay.
Yay. You got any thumbs up?
I do, and it has no selfish reasoning at all. We'd like to thumbs up the Percy Jackson television show and then say you like it and you want to go see a musical about it. Do that. Check it out.
I haven't watched it yet. I was thinking about, I've never like gotten into Percy Jackson in any of the iterations in the past, but I was thinking about saving it to watch maybe on the plane with Mia.
That'll be fun. Honestly, they've been doing a great job with it. And I think where the listeners have learned a little bit not to trust me, I rarely don't like media. So I know that the films that they made, people didn't love, but I got to look at Logan Lerman for like a really long time. So they were great. And, but it seems that this kid that's playing Percy, like, really has his heart and his very strange charm. But I only ever read the first one. I actually read it, I think, in the month after everybody moved out of our apartment. I was by myself. And then I reread it the week of Christmas into New Year's. And yeah, you know, and I say it every other week, I love when people are at like a school for magic and they're at a camp for it. So it really works for me.
I look forward to watching it then, I guess, by the time this is out.
Cool. And you, ma'am?
Buckle up. I got a new documentary.
Oh.
It might actually not be new. I feel like it's been out for a minute. Okay, yeah, it came out in November. It's called Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God. I thought it looked like a boring cult, so I didn't need to watch it. And then I was out of things to watch, so I watched it, and it was insane. I love it. It might be my second favorite cult after Scientology.
Wow, that's saying a lot. Am I correct in what I've heard? Is it a current cult?
Yes.
That's wild. I think that's why you like it so much. You love when the danger is still around.
Yeah, like when they all kill themselves and then there's nothing left, it's boring. The leader, Mother God, has passed away, and a large portion of this three-part documentary is about like her dying and then being dead and them keeping her body out because the aliens didn't take it, so clearly she's going to come back to life.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. So, trigger warning. There's not overly gratuitous footage, but you do see her deadness sometimes. And she, at the end, was taking toxic levels of colloidal silver, which some may say contributed to her demise. And she was a different color. So I would like to read to you the name of the cult. So it originally was known as Love Has Won, but also is known as the Galactic Federation of Light and 5D Folk Disclosure.
Hey, how much is that like the cult people from Parks and Recreation?
Oh, it is very similar.
And where can I watch this?
On Max.
Okay. I just finished something on Max today.
I can't believe we both just called it Max. Have we given up the fight? What's next? Will we be saying X?
I probably won't, but the only reason I'm safe is that I'm not going to refer to Twitter. I just updated the, so now it says X, but until like maybe last week, I still had the bird on my app.
I'm so envious. I honestly enjoy that. I think society as a whole, we've collectively agreed to not acknowledge the update. We still say Twitter. We still say tweeted.
Wait, what is the verb?
No one knows. So they just keep saying tweeted. Or if it becomes a conversation piece, then everybody seems to land on posted on X.
Okay. Yeah, that's not very fun.
I'm wondering if the cult in Parks and Rec was based on this, because that's about when it was at its height.
Weird. I mean, maybe.
Like, it says they posted their first videos to YouTube in 2009.
Doesn't that seem impossible? That a cult would start and post to YouTube?
Yeah. It's just, you need to watch it. It's unbelievable. They were just live streaming all the time.
That's nuts. All right. Maybe this weekend I'll check it out. I want to check out the Barbie with the ASL interpreter. I have read that that would be cool if everybody streamed it so that they see that it could be important, and so I'll be there anyway. I'll just hang around.
She died in 2021, so
jeez, that is like
Well, that's so long ago now. It's 2024.
Very recent. There are so many things I want to talk about this cult. But I don't want to spoil it for you when you watch it. Okay. So I will just leave one thing, is that she believes she has like a celestial group of, I guess, celebrities that kind of help her, guide her. And the head of this group is Robin Williams.
Oh. Okay.
So, there's a lot of times where they're like, well, Robin said that this is going to happen. And they're referring to Robin Williams.
That's... I will check that out.
Yeah. I hope it becomes your second favorite cult. Or maybe first favorite.
I have never ranked them previous to this conversation.
It's for an upcoming episode. Maybe a Patreon.
Yeah, great. Okay, I'll have to do a little bit of work.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. I just got a call. I hope that didn't mess that up too much.
I hope not either. I didn't hear it.
Okay. So. Well, glad to hear it.
Thanks for stacking with me. And thanks again, Like Air, for sending these delicious snacks.
Yeah, and just universe, snack police, who's ever listening, send us other things.
Please. We liked this experience.
Yeah, it was cool. I feel like very, I feel very grateful.
And once call. I did hear that one. It sounded like a spring, like a... Do you need to go? Do we need to wrap it up?
It's okay. Did I say snacky later? We can do that.
Okay. I guess on that note, snacky later.
Snacky later, Sarah.